Happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you along today as we begin our program by taking a look at quilting and the quilting spirit. Nancy Zeman of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, host of the public television program Sewing with Nancy, our guest. The annual Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Show is Thursday, September 11th through Saturday, September 13th in Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Nancy's been with us many times on the program. She's a businesswoman, an author, a pattern designer, and the host of the program, Sewing with Nancy. It's the longest-airing sewing program on public television. And really pleased to have her back. And certainly, if you have questions about quilting or sewing, or if you have some questions about the expo itself, I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. And for the first six or so callers who phone in with a question, you have to phone in with a question, and you want a pair of tickets for the expo, now's your chance to get them, isn't it, Nancy?
It sure is. We hope you call, and if you have some questions about this great event or would like to learn more, we can tell you all about it.
Yeah, I tell you what, and wow, 14,000 people
you're
expecting?
Yes, we are. Last year we had close to 13, and this is our fourth year, so we have more things, we have more vendors, great classes. There's just going to be so much to do.
I'm really amazed. You're going to have a lot of quilts on display, for one
thing. Yes. There's a juried quilt contest with 10 different categories, and there are 200-plus quilts in that contest. Mm. The workmanship is spectacular. It's an art show. It's just worth it to come to see that. Then there are special exhibits that special quilt groups have done. There's even a journal quilt exhibit, which is very interesting, where a quilt tells, in a small little quilt, tells a story.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm just going to pique your interest to that, Larry. So you just might have to come.
Oh, man, that sounds interesting. So all those quilts to see,
mm-hmm.
And also you can learn about quilting there.
Yes, we have 144 lectures during these 3 days. And in addition to that, there are sit-and-sew classes where people can take a three-hour class to learn at a sewing machine or learn on hand sewing. So there's still room in many of the classes. They can register on-site right at the Alliance Center, or they can pre-register. But at this point, you may want to think of registering right at this show. It's getting kind of close.
Yeah, it's, next week.
Yes, it is. Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Gulp.
Well, I tell you what, we have callers online again, and you can join in with a question or comment at 1-800-642-1234. And you, of course, can email us, too, at talk@wpr.org. I'm wondering, quilting seems to be on the upswing in terms of popularity.
It is. It's gaining a little bit every year, and it's just because it's such a diversified art form, from very traditional to contemporary. Mm-hmm. People can be very expressive with fabric, needle, and thread.
Well, let's take some calls. Valerie in Medford is up first. Valerie, hi.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I read in my Marshfield Herald newspaper that the quilt chosen for the expo was made by the Marshfield Guild.
The quilt on there was
the Peacemaker's quilt?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, there that you'll be able to see that quilt and others at the expo.
It was pictured in our paper and it's beautiful.
Oh, great.
And I certainly hope that I will see it when I come there.
Oh, you will. You will.
Thank you.
And Valerie, do you have tickets already or would you like a pair?
Oh, I would love them.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll put you on hold, and Jim Packard will get your address, and I believe the folks at Wisconsin Public Television will mail them out right away to you.
Thank you.
All right, we got you on hold, and we'll take some more calls at 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to call. And remember, if you call in with a question, you can't just call in and ask for tickets. You have to call in with a question, and then when you do that, we have tickets left, we'll be glad to give them out. Rick in Middleton's up next. Rick, hello to you.
Hi, this is just a quick question about learning to do this and the quality of sewing machines for doing quilting. Mm-hmm. We've got a standard, you know, sewing machine that I know how to use. When I go into the stores that have the quilt stuff, they look like they could power rocket ships. And I just was curious, is it possible to do this on a standard sewing machine?
Of course. Quilting is extremely diversified, so you can use a basic sewing machine to use traditional sewing techniques or even contemporary sewing techniques. Sure, there are computerized machines, but it's certainly not necessary to have that. Some quilters just prefer it's called a featherweight. It's a straight machine that only straight stitches, and you can quilt beautiful designs just with the most simple machine or the most elaborate. It's all depends upon how the quilting artist wants to, what they would like their end result to look like. So plenty for you there, Rick.
Okay, good. We've got a straight line machine, so I think that that's encouraging. Good.
Okay, great.
Rick, do you want a pair of tickets?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll put you on hold. See if I hit hold here instead of drop. There we go. We got you on hold. Jim Packard will get your address, and we can go from there. Lena, I guess, in Appleton is up next. So we'll go to Lena. Lena, hi.
Hello. I would like to know what the process is of entering the quilts into the show, if these are people that win state fairs and get entered that way, or how does it work?
No, the quilts, there's an application form that's available. You have to submit it before a date in June. And there'll be a listing on the wiquiltexpo.com website that anybody may apply. Oh, everyone from beginners to experienced quilters have sent in quilts. So we don't solicit quilts. We don't choose the quilts. We ask you to submit the form and a picture of your quilt, and then a jury selects which ones will be displayed.
All right.
And Lena, do you want tickets?
I would love some, yes. Thank you.
All right. We'll put you on hold and keeping Jim Packard busy back there today writing down addresses. Let's go to Grace in Wisconsin Dells. Grace, hi to you.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Okay. I have working on a quilt that I'm hand quilting. How do you avoid puckering on the backing when you're using a thick batting? I would like to machine quilt it, but I always have so much trouble with the backing puckering.
Mm-hmm. When you have a thick batting, the middle loftiness, it is difficult not to have the puckering on the underside.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to, are you using a quilting frame to hold the fabric taut?
When I pin it together, I did.
Okay. You may want, there are large, and you're quilting it by hand?
I'm doing it by hand because I couldn't work with the machine with it.
Well, even if by hand, there are very large quilting hoops that you could place your fabric. They may be, they're like 24 inches and they're oval, that you could put all these layers in it, even after you pinned your layers together to keep the layers even. That might help you because it is easy to get the puckers or the underneath fabric if there's a lot of loft, not even.
Okay.
And perhaps if you come to the Quilt Expo, there will be people that can assist you with that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I plan to come.
Thanks, Grace.
All right, Grace, you want a pair of tickets?
Yes, I would like to.
All right, there you go. And Lena in Appleton is up next. Let's see if we can get Lena on here. Hi, Lena.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I actually asked my question already.
Oh.
I wanted to know how to enter a quilt into the expo.
How do you enter a quilt?
I think you were our caller number 3. So
that's where Jim can get Lena on. Jim, if you want to get Lena's address there, we'll get her on. And next we'll turn to David in Madison. David, hi to you.
Hi, Larry and Nancy. Thank you for the show.
Sure.
Well, I'm not a quilter myself. My wife is. And we were up in Sister Bay this summer, and there was a wonderful quilting show that was put on, and many of the quilts were from Amish families and groups. And I was curious about what Nancy might know about how they get together, where do they do the quilting, I understand that the frames are huge, and many people sit around and do this all together.
Yes, I think maybe even our grandmothers of old quilted much like the Amish families enjoy the quilting process today. And people's and they quilt, as far as my knowledge goes, in a home, mm-hmm. and they may clear out the kitchen or the living room and put up the frame, and have a good old fashioned quilting bee. So it's not too different than what we would read about from the past experiences of our ancestors.
You know, for those who might not understand this, when you're talking about a frame, is the frame, is it for the whole quilt, or is it, how does a frame look?
Oh, there are such a variety of frames. I know my great aunt had a frame that was, she had four kitchen chairs that she'd place around in the cleaned out, or all the furniture from the living room was moved away. And the quilt then there are leaders, and they're large pieces of wood mm-hmm. that the quilt is pinned, the backing is pinned to the four pieces of wood that are clamped to the chair. If you can envision this, I'm giving
oh
you.
Yeah.
So they clamp them to the arm backs of the chair, and then they pin the fabrics, the backing fabric first, then the layer, the middle thick, and then the top, and then they're able to roll it. After it's all been stretched and taut, mm-hmm. then they're able to roll one end and easily move and get into the quilt into the middle.
Oh.
And then they unroll it and quilt some more, tie the quilt. So it takes up a whole living room, but then it goes fast if a lot of hands, many hands make light of work.
Okay. David, are you planning to attend?
Mary will, for sure.
All right. Well, we'll put you on hold and we'll get your address.
And Larry, just as a quick aside, it's been a pleasure working with you in the past, both when we were working with Colonial Club and the Old Madison Boy Choir. So thanks for the good work and keep it up.
Oh, thank you, David. Appreciate it very much. Oh, that brings back a memory or two. Let's go to Macy and Muskego next. Hi, Macy.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Oh, Mary. Sorry, Mary.
Anyway, I have a question for Nancy, and I'm a quilter. And with the closing of so many quilt shops around us, I just want to know what Nancy feels and how she feels about quilting itself, traditional quilting. I know quilting's gone very artsy, which is wonderful. But if she feels it's a, you know, is it a fading art? Are we kind of holding our own, or what's going on?
Well, in my opinion, Mary, it's not a fading art. It's a changing art.
Okay.
And a lot of the traditional quilters are certainly a very strong base. And it is unfortunate that so many smaller stores are closing. Many of my co-workers are buying fabric online in addition to buying them from local fabric shops. At the Quilt Expo, the most popular classes, the sit and sew classes, are the traditional learning technique, learning the basics, which is encouraging to me that that's where people like to start. So if you're interested in traditional quilting, don't worry. You're not going to be, the art is not going to be lost. It will change a little bit, but you have a great foundation. So keep it up.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll put you on, and you're attending the event?
Yes.
All right, we'll put you on hold then and get your address. We're talking about quilting today, zeroing in on that with Nancy Zeman, Nancy of Beaver Dam, host of the public television program Sewing with Nancy, and heavily involved, obviously, in leading the charge here on the annual Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo, Thursday, September 11th through Saturday, September 13th. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Zeroing in today on quilting for this section of our program with Nancy Zeman, the annual Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo, Thursday, September 11th through Saturday the 13th. Really pleased to have her with us today, and certainly inviting your questions and comments as we move along today. And Joan in Oregon is up next. Joan, hello.
Hello. Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And hello to Nancy, too.
Hi, Joan.
I was at the expo last year and absolutely loved it and purchased one of your books with Natalie Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just totally inspired with your your collage quilting technique.
Okay, landscape quilting, yes.
Yeah, I am playing around with that myself, but I'm feeling that I would like to add more dimension by adding a batting, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering, you know, how does that work with all these multiple layers, and if you're, you know, collaging or whatever onto a fabric, and then you add quilting or batting, and then you have to add another backing to do your quilting, and then yet an additional finished backing. Is that the way it's done? It doesn't look like you cover any of that in your book, and I'm wondering what's the trick?
Well, check the last chapter. I think we go over it there. But yes, after you design your collage or landscape quilt, then you should have a thin batting, maybe like a Pellon fleece, and then a backing fabric.
Oh, okay.
And when that's stippled or free motion stitched all together, it will have some weight to it, but not heavy enough, not too heavy. It will be great to because these, of course, will hang on your wall as art,
mm-hmm.
and it will give you enough substance so that it will hang beautifully for many years to come.
Okay. So if you wanted even a little extra dimension, there you could easily stick in a little bit of extra poly
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, you certainly could.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you attending, Joan?
Oh, I would love to attend again, yes.
All right. Well, we'll put you on hold here and get you a pair of tickets.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Joan.
Bye, Joan. Thank you very much. And Nancy said, well, we had 6, but Nancy said, oh, let's make it 10. So we'll be giving away 10.
Why not?
Why not? Why not make it 10 pairs? Judy and Ripon is up next. So let's go to Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I'm glad to talk to you, Nancy. I come to the quilt. I'm a huge quilter. I've quilted made dozens of quilts. And I come every year, and I'm with this other lady, in my opinion anyways, about the closing of all the quilt shops. It's so sad to see them close, and I try not to buy my fabric online because I really want to support
yes.
those local businesses. But I'm wondering, how many vendors are you going to have this year? Because I think that the vendors are a really great way for people to patronize some of those smaller quilt shops.
Well, thank you for your down-home service, because that's what we really need. I know I said to buy online. That's kind of when you can't find it locally.
Right.
But as far as vendors, well, listen to this. You're going to be able to shop at 204.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Yes. So there's, I think, 75,000 square feet of shopping experience. So
oh, that's
not
great.
Only shopping, but learning experience, because almost in every booth, you'll learn and be inspired. So there are 204, as I mentioned, commercial exhibitors and nine nonprofit exhibitors, local quilting guilds that you, if you're not a member of a quilting guild, that you could perhaps find one in your area. And that's another great way to learn. I want to tell about one other thing about, we're working with UW Health, mm-hmm. and not only can you learn about great new things and quilting and products, but we have learning about heart health, and we're going to do stitch a block for heart health. So,
oh,
so Judy, maybe you can stop by and make one block, and
oh,
then take
that.
A health assessment, so that, you know, many women our age, my age, have to think about that. So
right, and I'm a nurse too, so maybe I'll make it and hang it up in our ICU.
Okay, wonderful, Judy. Thank you.
Well, we'll put you. You're coming, Judy. You want a pair of tickets?
I absolutely would love a pair of tickets.
All right. We'll put you on hold here. And we'll go to Reed in Clintonville next. Reed, hi to you.
Yes, good morning to both you and Nancy, Larry. And thank you for the opportunity to call in.
Sure.
I just wanted a couple of things. I wanted to say that years ago, my wife and I both quilted, living in the woods near Waupaca out in the country, and taught quilting. My wife was a hand quilter only. Quilting up to 13 to sometimes 16 stitches to the inch.
Wow.
And I used to manufacture and sell all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, quilt frames. So we mm-hmm. This brings back a lot of good memories. Questions here concerning the jurying of quilts.
Yes.
Are you jurying according to, like, hand stitching or machine stitching? Are you jurying, like, trapuntoed quilts or quilts that are... a flat sewn or for different traditional patterns, monkey wrench or Texas star, et cetera, or contemporary patterns. And there, I personally, Nancy, see a difference between, you know, quilts that are designed just to hang on the wall and then quilts that are designed to be used.
Sure. So. Well, we have, in the quilt contest, Reed, there are 10 categories. And if you go to wiquiltexpo.com, you can see the categories. Just give me a second. I can give you a quick summary of them if I look as I look them up. Some categories are just for hand quilting. Some are for, like, the bed-sized. Hand quilted is a section. There's a wall quilt, pieced, well-quilted applique, hand-quilted bed size, machine-quilted bed size. So depending upon the type of quilts, there will not be a landscape quilt juried next to a, or compared to, or judged next to a bed quilt.
Okay.
It will be apples to apples.
Oh, okay. And then very quickly, could you speak a little bit to the types of, you know, many quilts are tied as well as quilted, though I'm not very fond of those. There is a particular quilter's knot, for instance, when you're tying quilts.
Yes.
There are specific things like people using machines need to understand that they're not using a true quilter's thread unless the machine can handle that, et cetera. And I guess I'll just hang up and listen then. Although I would say I would like a pair of tickets if they're available. For my wife and our son who are coming to Madison next week.
Okay.
All right, we'll put you on hold, Reed, and we'll get your address. But in the meantime, Nancy, you've got some answers.
I hope I do. I'm not one of the judges. So all of our judges are trained. So they will know the difference between the correct stitches, the correct thread, the correct knots. I'm kind of a generalist, so I don't get that detailed. So those individuals really take to heart their job. And when they're going through the various 10 categories, they will consider all the things that you mentioned, Reed, about thread and tension, etc. So I think we have it covered.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Let's turn to Chris in Green Bay next. Chris,
good morning.
Hi.
This question is for you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I've had a quilt that I made, and I had it on my gammel, and we had water damage in our basement. And it really did ruin not only my quilt machine that I had to take in, but my quilt. So how do I, and it is going to an insurance company for a liability claim.
Mm-hmm.
How do I put a price on my quilt?
Well, that is a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm not sure I have the answer to it. Have you had other quilts that you've made appraised?
Never.
Okay. In that instance, you may want to check with your insurance person. Perhaps you could go to another quilt auction and find something that is of comparable value.
Okay.
Or take something that you have quilted in the past.
Okay.
And have that appraised. You know, I'm a little bit out of my league on this question.
Okay.
But obviously, if you have a Gammel quilting machine, you have quilted other projects.
Actually, this was my first one.
Oh.
It was brand new.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you have to also, you could possibly think of hours that were invested and give yourself material, fabric, hours, and I have never been asked that question, so that's why I'm kind of stammering here and not giving you the exact. Perhaps a quilt guild could, someone from another quilt guild could be of more service to you than I am.
Yeah.
I will try that. And I'll ask around when I get to Madison Quilt Show as well.
Very fine.
Right. And we'll put you on hold, Chris, and get you a pair of tickets.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. And Jean in Oconomowoc is up next. Hi, Jean.
Good morning. I have a question about finishing off a grandmother's garden quilt.
Okay.
How does it get done?
And my son hates this answer, and I say very carefully.
Yeah. What is a Nancy, maybe you can first tell us, what's a grandmother's quilt?
Well, grandmother's flower garden quilt?
Yes.
Okay, it's a quilt made with little hexagons, little itty-bitty pieces that the little hexagons create the flowers and the leaves. And would you like a sculptured border to follow the edge?
Well, that's what I'm not sure of.
Uh-huh.
You know,
That's,
can that be done that way?
It can be done. It can be done. And also, you can find other books on this topic. You could have a square finished quilt to do inset sections so that you wouldn't have to sculpture around all the edges of the flowers. We're going to send you two tickets to the Quilt Expo, and there, I know there will be, it's kind of like landing a plane here, telling you how to finish a quilt, but
okay.
You may want to consult with people who are, many exhibitors do traditional quilting, and you perhaps may want to take a class. There are classes you can sign up when you're there to work with finishing techniques.
Oh, that would be great.
And there are plenty of those. If you can go online at wiquiltexpo.com, you can see the 144 offerings of classes. And
okay.
I would imagine you can find someone to answer your question. If not one person, maybe three people.
Okay, but it is possible to do that, right?
It is possible. I've never done it, but I have seen it.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we'll put you on hold. All right, did you have another question, Jean?
Oh, I just wondered if Nancy knew what a quilter's favorite food is.
Chocolate?
Fudge.
Fudge. Oh, fudge. The fudge factor, yes.
Right. Thank you.
All right, Jean. Thanks very much. And I think with Jean, that ends our ticket.
It does.
Our batch of tickets. We'll get... In fact, I think we went one over. I think we went one over.
Oh, we're okay.
We're okay? Okay. All right. Well, let's go to Barbara in Cambria. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Nancy. I guess my question was just answered. I wondered if there was a website we could go to learn more about the
Again,
Quilt Expo.
Right. WI, standing for Wisconsin, quiltexpo.com.
WI, quiltexpo.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Barb. Thanks for calling. And let's go to Jean and not Jean. Let's go to Trudy in Madison here. Trudy is next. Hi, Trudy.
Hi. I have a comment first and then a question.
Okay.
And the comment is that I visited at the Paducah Museum, and I'm just totally, overcome when I see the art and the quilts, and they're so wonderful. So I really am interested in coming to the, I have never been able to come to this Wisconsin one. So, and I have a guest coming from Sweden this just that week, and I think,
perfect.
That would be a wonderful thing to do. But my question is that I have a quilt that was totally hand done by my husband's grandmother for us when we got married, which was quite a few years ago, and I basically haven't used it. I've used it for a few years when my daughter was a teenager, and a dog. My son was kidding. Had a dog at that time, and the dog was eating fabric like crazy. Well, ripped a hole in this quilt. And I folded it up. I put it away. I just couldn't even
think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if there is a place that I can bring a quilt to, to repair something like that.
I'm quickly going through the seminar listing. Sometimes, and I, with all these offerings of classes, I don't have all the classes memorized. But sometimes there has been in the past a class on mending quilts or working with them to obviously mend a repair or. And we do have a quilt appraiser on staff during this event that I know knows, her name is Carol Butsky, and she knows quite a bit about mending of quilts.
Okay. So I would just bring it to that.
I don't know if it would be worth your while to bring it, but I would suggest that you come with finding someone to help you or guide you in the right, perhaps one of the we have these 9 quilt guilds who are exhibiting, and perhaps someone there could lead you to the direct person or the right person. So come with questions. And,
okay.
I'm sure that it's a mecca of getting your answers, your questions answered. I hope.
Yes. I wonder if quilting is you know, as popular in Sweden as it is here. So it's going to be fun to find out.
It will be, yes.
Thanks, Rudy. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, I want to go back. Well, let's go to Cheryl next in Superior. Cheryl, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. My question is, how did you get into the sewing and then get into having a public television program, which I have watched and enjoyed for a long time, even though I can't sew a quilt or sew a straight line or anything? I love to watch you.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
And I love those helpful hints that people call in. Those are awesome.
Oh, great. I started to sew when I was 10, when I joined the 4-H Club, and haven't really stopped. So I've been sewing and quilting a long time. And how did I get into public television or have a program on television? That is a long story, Larry, but that I just happened to be at the right place at the right time when cable television was in its infancy in 1981. So it has been richly blessed, and I've worked hard too, so it's been an interesting combination.
Thank you, Cheryl, for calling. Appreciate it. You can join in too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's turn to Carol next in Milwaukee. Carol, hi to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I took apart a comforter that had a wool bat in the middle, and I'd like to have that carded. And I don't seem to be able to find a woolen mill who does that.
Good process. That's what you need to do, is take the apart the bat in order to have it cleaned. In Appleton, I know there is a wool, at least my mother years ago used to take quilt bats to a woolen mill or a office there. If you have internet accessibility, I would recommend that you would maybe Google cleaning of quilt bats or... perhaps you can find something there.
Yeah, maybe put Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yes, of course. Yes. Otherwise, you don't want to go to New Jersey to do that.
No, I have tried that, but I did not put cleaning on there. But the mill in Cedarburg is closed, and there used to be one in Genesee, and they are closed, and it seems like they're all closing. But I'll try the cleaning. Maybe I'll have some luck.
All right, and I will do the same. And if you see me during a Quilt Expo, flag me down. I'll see if I will find that, because that's a very viable question.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. And on to Marge in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Marge.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Marge.
It's fun to be able to talk with you. My question would be perhaps if you could comment on the universality of quilting. Other countries, is it as popular, or is it based? I know I've heard some talks on how that quilts tell a story, and a lot of it is built on folk legend and so forth, but I kind of wondered if you could comment on all of that.
Quilting is a national and international art, and in Japan, traditional American quilting is very popular. That's very interesting to see the quilt patterns that originated in this country, beautifully executed in colors that we would not traditionally think of. So a caller earlier said that her friend from Sweden was coming along, and they do more block contemporary quilting, abstract quilting. Germany, Sweden, that traditionally is a little bit more abstract. Japan has shishiko, where they used many layers of fabric and just, instead of having a batting, stitched it together. So quilting just means putting two layers together or more. We think of patchwork in the United States to create designs. Definitely Australia and New Zealand, very popular in that part of the world. And I was just in Korea a couple of months ago, and yes, quilting in a different form, using silks and cotton fabrics to make table runners and smaller pieces, but the intricate handwork. So I think women's arts, no matter what culture, putting two or more pieces of fabric together is a common thing. We just love to do that.
Well, it's exciting, too, to realize how other people are doing it. And and just to see the quilt, I just am always amazed when I go somewhere and see the quilt.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Even to see what I do belong to a group, and I'm not a real avid quilter. I do small little projects when I can, but some of the work that the ladies do is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Marge.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate the call very much. Paul in Clintonville is up. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hello. Good morning to you. This is kind of an accidental opportunity for me, I guess you might want to say that. I was on my way to Clintonville and picked up on your program. Quilting, I wouldn't say is my big thing, but I guess it was my grandmother's years ago. I'm 62 years of age. Mm-hmm. And she told me that when I have a quilt that she made, it was a flower garden pattern. And I heard your guest talking about this thing made in a hexagonal little hexagons put together. And well, I was curious, and maybe I missed that, because I was wondering what this woman's comment was, and she mentioned something about this pattern. And the other thing was, mine has been in storage for the most part, but it is starting to come apart here and there, unravel some of the little hexagons. I was wondering about repairing these kind of things, and who does that sort of thing?
I don't have a listing of people who do quilt repair. You might have to do some research in your local area, Paul, going to a quilt shop or asking friends of friends who may be doing this. If you have a quilt, any listener that may have a quilt in storage, do take it out now and then. Refold it.
Oh, really?
Refold it so that it does not keep the edges at the certain spot for years and years and years. So give it new places to be folded.
Anyway, how do you clean these things? I think my wife probably made a mistake of throwing it in the wash. I don't know if that's the way you do it or not.
Probably not.
No.
You can have them cleaned professionally, or you can hand wash them, and there are special soaps, not detergents, but soaps to use that are made for quilting. And there are specific quilt cleaning instructions. And please go to some quilt sites, and you can find out information on that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's fine. As to this, the previous caller, I think her name is Jean, she was talking about this pattern, made me wonder, like I said, I didn't catch it all, but is this pattern at all unusual?
It's a very common, but it's very intricate. It's difficult.
Oh, boy, is it.
It's very difficult to implement, and if you have it, you have a very prized possession.
It has been for a long time, but I'm glad to hear you say it nonetheless. And thank you for your time today.
You're welcome, Paul.
Thanks very much for calling. And someone phoned in, Courtney Woolen Mills.
Oh, thank you.
In Appleton will retard. It's Courtney Woolen Mills in Appleton, and we even have a phone number. The phone number is 920-734-3447. So it's 920-734-3447.
Thank you, whomever called that in.
Maybe somebody from Courtney.
That would be great.
Woolen Mills. Well, let's go back to the basics here. Mm-hmm. The event is September 11th through the 13th, so that's Thursday through Saturday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The Lion Energy Center, and our hours are 9 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Each day?
Each day, each of the 3 days. And we have many classes to take, whether they're lectures or sit and sews or hands-on classes. So please go to the website to find out what's available, and I'd encourage all of you to stop by.
Come on out. What is the cost for a ticket?
The pair of tickets. There was advanced registration, and then registration at the door is
$8. $8. So it's a very, when you think about 144 lectures and 36 sit-and-sew workshops.
Well, they're a little extra for those extra lectures and workshops. But there are free stage demonstrations. There are 240 exhibits. So there's a lot to see for $8.
And what's the website again?
WI, as in Wisconsin, abbreviation, quiltexpo.com. So WI, quiltexpo.com.
Nancy, it's always a pleasure.
Well, Larry, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate having you with us. Nancy Zeman of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, host of the public television program Sewing with Nancy, and that annual Wisconsin Public Television Quilt Expo is Thursday, September 11th through Saturday, September 13th, in the Exhibition Hall at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. So go online, take a look, and come on out. Lots to see and do there. Well, I'm sure that wool plays a part.
Yes,
it does. Plays a big part in quilts. And we'll be talking about the wonders of wool and raising sheep with Ray Antonovich coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.